Good morning. I saw a tweet about how NASA is involved in the business of food, and my mind immediately flashed to Matt Damon growing potatoes on Mars to stay alive. Could that be the kind of thing NASA is up to?
At least from the NASA Harvest perspective, we're not in the space food growing business.
Mary Mitkish is the assistant program director for NASA's Harvest program, and she says the focus is more down to earth than growing potatoes on Mars.
What we do is we use NASA satellite imagery to help with agricultural monitoring and promote food security, both in the U.S. and worldwide.
The NASA Landsat satellites can see all sorts of things going on in farm fields.
There are many things we can see to determine kind of the health of crops, crop growth, crop area, weather patterns that might be affecting crop growth. So, for example, we're seeing a lot of drought this year.
They could also see the fields flattened across Iowa and Illinois last year by the derecho. And in Africa, how locusts had wiped out huge areas.
We were very heavily monitoring what was going on there, because what we want to be able to do is say, hey, here's what we're seeing, here's what the shortage might be, and give governments, policymakers, decision makers an opportunity to respond in advance of a food shortage happening.
Those images coming from 400 miles up are remarkable. Here's the website, landsat.visibleearth.nasa.gov, or just Google Landsat. The images and data collected by NASA's Harvest program are shared worldwide with anyone with a stake in food and market security, including traders at the Chicago Board of Trade, where weather continued to pressure new crop corn and beans lower yesterday. December corn was off 3 cents. November beans were down 2. From the farm to your belly, today is National Pralines Day and a summertime favorite, National Bomb Pop Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.